Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fuller Information Technologies, Saturday nights at 7 on 55 KRC, the talk station.
All right, back to work we go. 12:33 on your Saturday at home with Gary Sullivan. I think as we get outside, we all start finding issues with our home, as we usually do when we really take the time to look, and it's important to invest in our homes. Joining me is now is Ryan. He is with A1 Concrete Leveling. We're going to talk about leveling up your concrete. Ryan, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Hey, Gary. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Did you guys start getting busy yet? Phone start to ring?
Oh, yeah. We're hitting the ground running after that snow. I thought Clay was going to be on here, too, but I'm not sure. We're hitting the ground running here after the snow, and we're jamming it out.
All right. Well, that doesn't surprise me. And I know we got stimulus checks that are going to hit a lot of houses, and I'm sure that's going to stimulate some home repair. Let's talk about your end of things from a standpoint of lifting concrete. What goes on when concrete is no longer level? All of a sudden, you said after the snows melt, and all of a sudden, What happened? How did that happen?
Well, a lot of times you get water underneath that slab, and the base is deteriorated, and it's causing that. That's what causes the pad to start to settle and lean in directions, sometimes towards the house, creating trip hazards, and then we can come in there and take care of that at a much cheaper price than replacing the slab.
Yeah. Now, how's water get underneath there? Is that slab cracked, you mean, or how's that water get under there?
Some are cracked. Some have voids already underneath the slab, and, you know, with a void already started there. And once you get more water in there, that's rerouting the soil to other areas. And then, you know, the bridge, that slab does need a subbase underneath it to support it.
Gotcha. Now, one of the things, I had a caller. I don't know if you heard the caller before.
I caught the end of it.
Okay. So he had like a Three Seasons room or Four Seasons room. I don't know which. He had a structure on a slab, on grade, and back by that slab next to the home had settled. So he's pulled the carpet up. Nothing's really affected with the structure. The door's open, the window's closed, but it's dropped where it's back by the house, and he was wondering if that could be lifted.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do, you know, everything outdoors. We also, you know, three-season rooms like that, interior slabs. But, yeah, we can go in there and like to go by and assess the project and, you know, give him a formal quote and see what the situation is. And, you know, we can go through our process, drill a series of one-inch holes, a little bit bigger than the quarter, and we'll hydraulically pump in crushed limestone, a slurry, and fill that cavity and lift the slab back to the position it needs to be.
Now, you got big time control of that leveling process, right? It's always amazed me because literally if I drew a line and said, I want it right there, you could do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Low pressure system. I could turn the pump on and off. You know, we can run it by remote. You have the one operator there doing the lift, and you have the guy in the back of the truck mixing the slurry, and we can turn it on and off, and it doesn't expand or contract the slurry. It's very maintained and easy to control.
In his case, Ryan, or in a case where somebody has a driveway maybe that abuts the garage and is settled down, if the homeowner ignores that issue. I know it's a tripping hazard. But my philosophy is that sometimes a little repair at home becomes a minor repair, becomes a medium repair, becomes an extensive repair. So if we ignore that from happening, what happens? Does it continue to get worse?
Oh, yeah, it can continue to get worse. And then, you know, it can get to the point where it absolutely needs to be replaced. But, you know, if you take advantage of getting on it early and addressing the situation before it gets too bad, you're going to save yourself a great amount of money and time. I mean, between, you know, getting your yard torn up and a longer process, more expensive. Yeah, definitely. If you maintenance it and get to it before it's too big of a situation, it's much, much better all the way around.
If somebody sees a crack radiating through a slab in a driveway and it's still level, they're going to have a problem.
Yeah, down the road. I mean, if you don't get that crack sealed up or addressed where there is probably a void underneath the slab, which is causing that slab to shift and crack, you want to get that addressed. If not, you can seal that crack up, because more and more water that gets into that crack is going to cause more and more damage.
Ryan, what is the number one repair A1 concrete leveling does?
Use it probably either in front of a garage, the two slabs leading up to the garage, or two or three slabs leading up to the garage, or I would say step heights walking into a house. Usually a lot of times somebody wants to sell their home and they come out and they have, instead of a 7 to 8 inch step height, it's around 10 or 11, and that creates a safety hazard. And usually inspections come across there, and that creates a problem, and you need to get that fixed because they're going to address that. But that's probably those two areas: entry walks, step height, and in front of garage doors.
Gotcha. Clay's joining us now. We'll bring Clay up. And Clay, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Tell me a little bit about how long A1 Concrete Leveling in Greater Cincinnati area has been doing business, and you know, just how busy you guys are right now.
The company has been here since 2005. We have owned it since 2013. Mm-hmm. And, me and my wife own it, and Ryan, my brother-in-law, we took it over in 2013, and we've kind of grown over the years.
Yeah, we were talking about, with after the snow, a lot of people discovered there's some issues around the house. If somebody finds, an issue where the concrete is settled, you know, it's cracked and settled, or it's buckled or something along those lines, I mean, how's the process start? Do you guys come out and give an estimate? Is it something you can do over the phone, or kind of walk me through that?
Yeah, so we'll receive the call from the customer that they may have some settling concrete around their house or in their house. And we'll set up an appointment with them, come out, go over the project with them, give them an estimate, explain our process, and then get them on the schedule.
Maybe either you or Ryan can answer this question for me. And I had it the other day, and I couldn't answer it. I know all about leveling concrete, but what happens if you have a sidewalk where it's actually buckled? So
buckled as in like maybe a tree root has heaved it?
Well, there's actually one in my neighborhood, and I walk by that area a lot, and I don't see a root going underneath there. But that baby's got about, you know, it's got a nice little slope to it on both sides. It's like peaked. I don't know how it did it, but is there anything you can do about that, or not so much?
Sometimes maybe, you know, maybe we can come out and, you know, we would just need to look at it and see if we would be able to, you know, make the situation, you know, better for the customer.
Okay.
You know, if we come out and we see something that is not going to make them happy in end result, then, you know, hey, maybe it's time to replace it.
Okay. So as we talk about, you know, that little crack that eventually leads to a problem, is there anything a homeowner can do to prevent concrete from settling?
Well, there's things that you can do to try to help prevent it. Sometimes it's all about the original pour and how the base was prepped originally and mm-hmm. might be out of the homeowner's control. But making sure that the ground, you know, the ground will settle around the foundation. And I know you get a lot of water questions and stuff like that. And so, you know, you have a house, hey, it's built in the 90s, early 2000s. You got all that, that soil that was placed back in around the foundation has settled down. And so if you build that soil back up best you can, keep it sloped away from the concrete so the water isn't channeling underneath. Yes, sealing those cracks up as they happen can help prevent water penetration underneath the slab as well.
Okay. Very good. We'll take a little break and come back. I got a couple other questions. I know that old stoop and sidewalk is always a big issue, and I want to cover all that before I let you go. And we'll continue at home with Gary Sullivan on 55KRC, the talk station.
Simply Money, weeknights at 6 on 55KRC and online at 55KRC.com.
All right, back to work we go, 12:46. And joining me is Clay and Ryan from A1 Concrete Leveling. And do a wonderful job. I know I've had several things lifted at my home. I had a back patio that had settled. Hey, Ryan, do you find, I know you do a lot of field work, do you find a lot of this process has to be done in newer homes where they backfill around the house and then pour a patio?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, like Clay was saying earlier, is they backfill all that dirt around there and not really tamping that down when these houses are built. So over time, that soil all settles around that foundation with this natural process of settling. You've got to come in there, and a lot of times we catch it before the slab actually even sinks. Sometimes there's a void or cavity underneath, and we can come in and fill that basically by same process as we would do lifting the slabs and, you know, get it stabilized so it does not fall.
Yeah. Clay, Ryan had said when you do the leveling process, you drill 1-inch holes. I know some other people that actually lift concrete, they're drilling like 1.5-inch hole. You're able to do it with a 1-inch hole, and that's got to be a whole bunch less noticeable. In fact, maybe noticeable not at all.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, like Ryan mentioned, just a little bit bigger than a quarter. So some people, you know, they can be concerned about, hey, what's it going to look like when we're done? And with having that small hole, it also, we don't have to core like the pop can size holes like you were talking about. And so the concrete stronger doesn't weaken as much with the bigger holes. But also, yes, it's less noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Your standard concrete finish will fill with a gray grout, sprinkle a little sand on it, blend it in. I think in your case, didn't you actually have a stamped or
That's one of the questions. That was one of the questions I had. You know, there's a lot of decorative concrete that's out there now. You know, especially in the stamp that's, you know, gray that looks like slate or red that looks like brick. Can you do that also?
Yes, we carry stains on our truck that we can, you know, put within our grout, and we never lead anybody to believe, you know, hey, we can match it perfectly. Even if they had the original stain, that their stain has faded over time, so it's hard to match it, you know, everything perfectly. But the alternative to having trip hazards, large step heights and stuff like that, you know, the holes will fade over time, and we really don't hear a lot of feedback that customers are really unhappy with the holes or anything like that. We definitely try to blend them best we can, but also let the customers know, hey, they may not be invisible,
but it
beats the alternative.
I couldn't even find mine. And I think that's one of the things that probably concerns people the most, not whether it's going to work or not, but it's, well, you're drilling a hole through there, you know, it's going to look terrible. I shouldn't say I couldn't find it. I eventually found it, but I was out there staring at it for 3 to 5 minutes before I kind of figured out where it was.
You had two areas, but I think you had two different areas of stamped concrete. We had two different matches.
Right. Yeah, in the back it was a beige on the patio. You're exactly right. Yeah. I forgot about that. So, so. All right, so you guys are staying busy. There was one other question. Oh, yeah. So it's amazing. You had said a trip hazard stepping down. I always think of the stoop, walking out the front door and you step down on the sidewalk. our brain and our body is wired to know how far we step down. That's why there's codes. And when that sidewalk sinks an inch, inch and a half, 2 inches, it's a safety hazard.
Yeah. And we see so many people, they'll have the entry walk leading up to the porch, and, you know, that'll settle, so they have a big step height, and then they bring somebody in to pour more steps over top of that.
Yeah.
And so you already have unstable concrete, and then they pour steps over top of it, and that inhibits us from going in and actually lifting unless we can bust that out and remove it.
Right.
I think people sometimes think that that's a cheaper alternative to have somebody come in and pour over top of it, but
just make it worse.
Generally, that's not the case. Yeah, we can generally, I think some people are, you know, kind of surprised at what we're able to do for the money.
Sure. Ryan, I got a question for you. We're staying on that sidewalk, and we kind of covered the driveways, the patios and things like that, but the actual stoop itself, you know, if you have a sidewalk that comes up and that sidewalk settles, you can lift that. But what happens if the stoop tilts backwards towards the house and is settling back by the house? And a lot of those aren't on grade, or are they on grade? I guess my question is, can that be leveled or not?
Yeah, definitely. We can, because that's creating watershed back towards the house. So you
right.
that's not good right there, because then you're getting all that water up against the foundation and possibly getting water into the basement or, you know, crawl space, whatever the scenario is of the house. But, yeah, we can lift that, get it back to the right slope so watershed is back away from the house. Same process, just drill up near the foundation, get tilt on the slab that we need, and correct the situation.
So is there a pretty big void there? I mean, is that hollow or not hollow? Or
sometimes, yes. We run into areas, especially on patios or front porches. We can run into where there might be, we drill through, and you might have 3-4 inches of void up to a foot of void, even more.
Wow. But they can be corrected. And long-term, that can save a ton of money, because if you don't get that corrected, you're probably going to have a leaky basement.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there any warranty on this stuff, Clay? I mean,
there is a 3-year warranty with outside leveling of concrete that we give. Mm-hmm. For interior slabs, we do extend that out to 5 years. But what I tell people is, once we've come out and leveled it, if you're out of warranty, you know, you can always call us back, because we can service it a lot easier than we can do the original lift. I shouldn't say easier, but quicker, because our injection holes are already placed. So, if you have a 3-inch offset, we lift it up, you know, take that out, and let's say in 5 years, let's say, hey, it's settled 3/4 of an inch to where it's kind of catching your shoe again. We can come out and redraw our same injection holes and just lift it back up. So we do have a minimum. A lot of times, under a minimum, we can do service work. So it's a lot cheaper to the customer.
Well, you told me you should not put concrete on top of concrete to level concrete, and I've been preaching that for my whole time on the radio, which has been a long time.
Yeah.
The second thing is, people always want to know about the price. So your options, if you can't put concrete on top of concrete, you can, I guess, either level it or you can tear it out and put new concrete in. I'm assuming that's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, with pouring companies that I talk to here and there, I hear minimums of anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000, minimum, you know, to do pours. And sometimes for a few $100, we can come in and fix somebody's entry walk. And plus, it will match the rest of their entry walk, so you're not tearing out half of it. So everything's going to still match. It's going to match your driveway, you know, everything else that you had poured at that time.
Sure.
So it's kind of, it can be, you know, more of an appealing look just to have it lifted as opposed to ripped out and replaced.
So how do they get a hold of A1 Concrete Leveling and start talking? Maybe you can even kind of give them a general idea over the phone, or maybe you need to see the project. How do they get a hold of you?
A couple ways. They can go to a1concrete.com, put in their zip code, and then that will determine that we are their franchise. There is a franchise in Dayton, Lexington, Louisville, or surrounding.
Okay.
To make sure that, you know, your listeners are within our area there. We cover Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, like I said, and parts of Indiana as well. So They can put in their zip code and go online. They can actually send us pictures. Sometimes we can give them at least a ballpark by that. Okay. And request a quote online, or they can call us at 513-283-4560 and get that set up.
I got one real quick question. I'm going to let you go, and maybe Ryan knows the answer. Maybe you know the answer. Maybe nobody knows the answer. It has nothing to do with concrete leveling, but you guys are concrete experts. My brother has a wall being built, a block wall, and he's building this thing, and it literally, you could put your fingers into a crack from top to bottom, which I told him he needed a structural engineer. And he was wondering if injecting epoxy in there, I know you do some of that, injecting epoxy in there, would that hold something like that, or would you have to plate it, you think? Or so get a structural engineer is what I told him.
Okay, so it's a block wall?
Yeah.
That has a crack that big.
Yeah.
I don't think epoxy is going to seal that up. What we have done before is we can actually mix a high concentration of Portland cement with our limestone, and we can go to the top of that wall. If we can't access it to the top, drill holes just similar to that we would in the concrete, and fill all that and pump that slurry in and let it run down and fill all those cores up to strengthen the wall. So that may be a possibility.
Yeah, I told him to get a structural engineer and take a look at it. He's
there.
Kind of on the side of a mountain. I'll bet you it's a bigger problem. All right. Well, for driveways and sidewalks and all that, A1 Concrete Leveling is who you want to get a hold of. It's A1Concrete.com. Put in your zip code or give them a call. And guys, sorry for the mix-up, and thanks for chatting with us today. I certainly appreciate it.
No problem, Gary. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Stay busy. I'm sure you will. All right. It's just I'll tell you what. I don't know why people really don't – and people do. I'm not trying to say they don't, but – a lot more people need to understand how that works. These guys are really good. And my home's probably 20 years old, and the whole patio had eventually settled. Man, they lifted it right up. You could even see where the splash marks for the pad was. They put it right where it was supposed to be. Positive runoff again. Everything was good. I had that stoop where the sidewalk had sunk, and all of a sudden that little 9.5-inch step was like 12.5 inches, and it was a trip hazard. And then the next thing I'm going to have A1 Concrete Leveling do, and I think I told them this year and I still haven't done it, is the driveway to the garage floor. And you may have that problem where you get this nice big gap and then that whole slab just starts settling. And of course, I know as well as you do. I've done the repair with the self-leveling urethanes, but I think it's still settling a little bit, so I got to get them in there and literally lift that up. Compared to the alternative, it's an inexpensive alternative to that. Well, we thank Concrete Leveling. Also want to thank EverDry Waterproofing. They were the sponsor of this hour. And we thank them very much. So if you got a leaky basement, you can give EverDry Waterproofing a call. Not dry, till it's EverDry. All right, Danny boy, we will meet again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
So, sounds like a plan.
Yep, we have another one in the bank. Good Lord willing, we'll talk to you then. Take care, everybody.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.